Well, Hare Krishna, everybody. Just finished puja to Radha Damodar back in the Budapest temple, where, unlike the UK, when I came from, the sun's shining and it's very nice. I was there for the day yesterday. Went to the dentist, met with some of the devotees at the manor. In fact, just visiting the manor and seeing Radha Gokulnanda, it took me an hour just to walk down the corridor, meeting old acquaintances, I should say old acquaintances, but devotees who reside in the manor area, and speaking to them for a few minutes here and there. It really is a place, the UK, which is sort of special for me, having spent 25 years there. That's almost half my life to date, and many devotees I've known there for such a long time, wonderful deities, Radha Gokulnanda, Radhalandeshwar. So I can't say I don't miss them. I do, even though I'm here in Hungary doing what I think is Srila Prabhupada's, or know that Srila Prabhupada's desire, and aware of the fact that Pragosh Prabhu's doing a very good job over in the UK in his services, GBC. Today I'd like to speak a little about preaching. I'm not going to answer any questions. I'm going to just talk about this subject. And it was something that I thought about, and you could also, is that answering specific questions is one type of inquiry that you could put up on the email address to me. But another is just subject matters or topics that you'd like to hear about on the podcast. Like, for instance, talk about preaching now, talk about deity worship, the importance of it. Hainam or Gurukula, the development of education in ISKCON. There's so many topics or subjects of interest, and where sometimes the individual questions point at a particular aspect of those subjects, I can deal with them as a theme in a particular podcast over the whole 10 minutes that the podcast is meant to last. And since there's only 7 minutes left of this one, then let me talk about preaching. And certainly anyone who's connected with ISKCON and the Krishna Consciousness Movement, who's read Srila Prabhupada books, knows that our heritage is to give Krishna consciousness to others. What does preaching mean? Make someone Krishna conscious. And the way you make someone Krishna conscious is somehow or another get him to chant Hare Krishna. If people can chant the holy name of the Lord, whether it be a mantra, a round, a lack of rounds, if they're chanting Hare Krishna on a regular basis, they're going to become Krishna conscious. And we have a philosophy to convince others to chant Hare Krishna. We have prasadam in order to prepare their hearts and purify them for the chanting of the holy name. But ultimately, this is what it means to get people to become Krishna conscious, is to get them to chant Hare Krishna, and that will affect that result. And for this reason, our temples are there, our deities are there, our book distribution is there, our festival programs, so many other things. Who is preaching for? A good question, because often people think that preaching is for sannyasis, is for temple devotees, but this isn't the type of instruction that Srila Prabhupada gave us. Srila Prabhupada told us that everyone should preach. Let me read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada says, everyone should be enthusiastic to contribute to the construction of the temple for the deity, and everyone should contribute foods for the distribution of prasadam. everyone should preach the gospel of devotional service and thus engage people in practical service to the deity. So Srila Prabhupada talks about everyone's responsibility is to preach. And as a grihastha, Srila Prabhupada preached. In fact, if you consider Srila Prabhupada's preaching as a grihastha in terms of years, was more extensive than as a sannyasi. It was Prabhupada's preaching bore its fruition in the 12 years that he traveled to the West as a sannyasi. But prior to that, from meeting Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada was preaching. So we shouldn't think that it's for brahmacharis. Preaching is for everyone. And whether you're working, you're a full-time temple devotee, a part-time temple devotee, you're an independent grihastha with a job, or you're employing others, or employing yourself, everyone should preach. And Srila Prabhupada here says, continuing in another quote, he says, Krishna consciousness movement is trying to elevate human society to the perfection of life by pursuing the method described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in advice to the Korma Brahman. That is, one should stay at home, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and preach the instructions of Krishna as they're given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So we need to really take this to heart, because, of course, the central theme of preaching is that we've been benefited by preaching, we've been benefited by Krishna consciousness, so let's benefit others. But it's not only a matter of just benefiting others, it's not only a matter of just giving Krishna consciousness to others. A question can come up, can you remain Krishna conscious without actually preaching? Can you be a quality Krishna conscious Vaishnava without engaging in some type of preaching? And generally, the general answer is no. You need to give Krishna consciousness to others, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that order. He is Krishna consciousness personified. How can we become Krishna conscious if we don't follow his order? Jare deke tare kaha Krishna upadesh. He says, wherever you are, wherever you live, give devotional service to others. So you cannot avoid doing that. You can't jump over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and still think, I'm going to just do my little deity worship at home and chant Hare Krishna and I'm going to become Krishna conscious. It's one level of Krishna consciousness. But by Srila Prabhupada's opinion, it's not a very high level of Krishna consciousness. So we should see that in order for our Krishna consciousness to thrive, we need to give Krishna consciousness to others. Because when you preach, you become enthusiastic. Everyone experiences that. And you become enthusiastic not only to preach more, but you become enthusiastic to practice what you're preaching, which is to be Krishna conscious. So one gets life, inspiration. It's like salt keeps water fresh. Similarly, preaching keeps one's own vital Krishna consciousness fresh, enlivening, and progressive. And in that way, devotees have to do both these things, apani achari kori apucha. Is that like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he preached and he practiced. In order to preach properly, you have to practice properly. And in order to practice properly, one has to preach. And then we'll be alive in Krishna consciousness in the same way that Srila Prabhupada was vibrant, dynamic, when he was a grihastha, translating books, going out and distributing back to Godhead magazines all by himself. And he was alive and dynamic in order to come to all alone a foreign country and give Krishna consciousness to people who most of the Indian subcontinent would give up on spiritually. So this is the second important thing. Is that the first is we preach to help others. Second, we preach to revitalize and keep our spiritual life and our own spiritual practices progressive. And the third is we're getting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Lord Chaitanya gave this order. So that means that if we preach, he becomes very kindly disposed to us. We advance in Krishna consciousness, we taste the nectar of the holy name. In other words, we're not just simply advancing by dint of our own efforts, but we're getting special mercy for risking something on Krishna, on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Krishna's behalf. And everyone has to risk. What does preaching mean? Well, you distribute prasadam, you get people to chant, as I mentioned earlier, you go out on the street. I was just speaking with, not long ago, with Ramya, and her husband came with their children, Rama and Gopal, to the farm. And she said, well, you know, how can we preach? I said, take the kids out in the park with your husband or go to the beach and just take out a pair of kartels and harmonium. She's a very good musician and singer, and just start singing Hare Krishna and people will come. And she was a little taken aback by that. Well, I don't know if we can do that. But of course we can do that. And that's the difficulty. That's the risk that you take. Everyone goes for a walk. When you go for a walk, take one BTG with you. Take a little book with you. When you go shopping. And somehow or another, try to give that book or BTG to someone before you come back. That's preaching. Hold programs in your homes. Go out with a Saturday Harinam with the temple, or even better, on the daily Harinam, if that goes on. Participate in other preaching programs or festivals, or Grihasthas get together and organize something like that, like a little festival in a local park where they chant and they distribute some prasadam and talk to people. It's a simple formula. Prabhupada showed us what to do. Or you just go out on the in the middle of a street somewhere, in a square, in your town or in your city, and you chant Hare Krishna. Go to the university with a pair of kartels, chant, give out some flyers or some books. The results will be there. And if no results will be there in terms of making devotees, but you'll be very enthusiastic, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be very, very pleased. So, in conclusion, one more quote. Srila Prabhupada is talking about Haridas Thakur, and he says, one should not attempt to imitate such exalted devotees. Rather, everyone should endeavor to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all parts of the world and thus become successful in spiritual life. So let's become successful in spiritual life. Let's preach. Let's benefit others. Let's stay enthusiastic. And in that way, we can really do justice to being devotees. Hare Krishna.